basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Red Hill Saluki Gym. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley, and we are getting set for the Red Hill Salukis taking on the Oblong Panthers. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. It's warmed up a little bit, although forecast for the end of the week, it didn't sound too good.
Yeah, we're supposed to get a little bit of snow at the end of the week, but I'm kind of glad this heat wave's coming through because I'm getting tired of that cold weather.
Right, yeah.
But what do you expect out of the Salukis tonight?
Well, over the last three games, last Tuesday at Oblong, Casey, I would say maybe their worst performance of the year, but they came back Friday night with a very solid performance against a good Newton team and won that game and then went down to Fairfield, played a very fine Fairfield team, probably a team that's better than Newton. Got down 15 the first quarter, but came back, got within two or three in the third quarter, ended up losing by seven. But the two games back-to-back, probably the two best games they've had back-to-back all year, so trying to build on that for this game tonight.
Yeah, and before this, the JV, they took on the Panthers and won 58-23. And for the games I've been doing, that's the highest they've scored.
Right. I think it's their second win. I think they beat Hudsonville, and I think that's their second win for at the JV level. There's a couple of players, Drake Allen and Nick Shearer, are both under the weather tonight, so they aren't here. And Mitchell Nash will not be playing tonight in the varsity contest, so a little bit shorthanded for Red Hill. I know Oblong's record is not real good, but I don't think it has been very good, but they're going to come in, and Oblong always plays very, very hard, and they're a tough team to play against.
All right, and that's a look at your pregame. We'll go ahead and send it back here, and we'll be back for the start of the game right here on The Legend.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
The Port and Blondie's, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Wednesday specials are lasagna, spaghetti and meatballs, or chicken Alfredo. Every Wednesday is Mom's Night. Any mom that comes in with her family gets the special at half price. At the Port and Blondie's, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Those pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source? Every day, we have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tonight's game brought to you by Best Way, Port Blondie, Citizens National Bank. Welcome back to tonight's matchup between the Red Hill Salukis and Oblong Panthers. I'll go ahead and send it over to Rob for the starting lineup.
Okay, for the visiting Oblong Panthers, one of their starters will be Jarrett Manhart, is a 6-foot senior. And then Casey Cheek, a 6'4 senior. I think he is considered their best player. Nathan Meese, a junior at 5'10. Zane Belford, a 6-foot junior, and also Jace Fielder, a 5'10 senior. The Panthers are coached by Ryan Cheek, and I believe this is his first year as the head coach of the Oblong Panthers. The Red Hill Salukis will go back with their regular starting lineup of Chase Murray at a 5'11 senior, Parker Havel, a 5'11 junior, Drew Moore, a 5'11 junior, Andy Wells, a 6'3 senior, and Corbin Shoulders, a 5'11 junior. The Salukis are 6-8 on the season. Hopefully, it's a game tonight here against Oblong at home against Parrish Friday night. If they can pick up a couple of wins to get back to 500, I think that's what they're looking for, is to have a good week.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that here coming out the end of the week, and hopefully that game doesn't get delayed, being that snowstorm that's supposed to hit this weekend.
Last year the game at Parrish was postponed until sometime in February. They couldn't reschedule the next day on Saturday because the Salukis had a game at Edwards County on Saturday. So I don't know what they would do. Sometimes rescheduling the next day, you don't know what the weather's going to be like. Plus, you also got to rearrange your getting your officials and everything else. So, but hopefully the weather won't be too bad. And fortunately, for it, it's a home game, so don't have to go too far if they do play.
Yeah, and some other sponsors for tonight: People State Bank, along with Lawrence County Health Department, and Sip It, and Scott's Health Pharmacy. And as we get ready to start the tip-off here, both teams are breaking the huddle. Everybody set. Not too bad of a crowd tonight. Red Hill got a packed side tonight. Over there, student section not looking too bad. Oblong brought a decent crowd with them tonight.
It's going to take us, because they're also, their colors are blue and gold. Red Hill's blue, red, white, and blue. So if you have, most of them have, if they have colors, they got blue sweatshirts on both sides, so.
So in the opening tip-off, Oblong gets it. A little commotion down there to get it. And as Cobong brings it across the timeline. That's going to be Manhart. He gets it over there to Meese. Meese, and they're going back and forth out near the volleyball line. It looks like Red Hill's going to be a 3-2 zone.
They could start a 3-2 or a 1-2-2. I don't know if they're going to do some pressure. And up here they come up with a, well, it's going to be not going to be a steal, but it's going to be a, no, they didn't call it turnover.
They got it out.
They call a jump ball. But
Cheek came away with it. Gets it up to Manhart. He swings it around to Meese. Meese, and they're just swinging around the horn, trying to get something inside against this Red Hill zone. They've been pretty good on defense against this zone. Meese with a three-point shot, no good, and it's knocked out of bounds. It will stay Panther basketball. It will be Cheek to take it out for the Panthers. Tried to get it in against this Saluki zone. He finally does. He gets it in there to Belford. Belford gets it back out to Meese. Meese up to Manhart. Manhart looking inside, cross-court pass down to Belford. Belford trying to get somebody inside, and it looks like there's going to be a three-second violation called against Fielder, so it will be turnover to Saluki basketball.
First possession of the game for Red Hill, almost made it into the game.
Parker Havel's going to bring it across court, gets it over, swings it back around to Murray. Murray down in the corner, shoulders, he cross-courts it to Havel. Havel looking inside, nothing there, gets it to Murray. Murray to Havel, ground the horn there to Moore. Havel tries to drive the lane, nothing open. Baseline to shoulders, shoulders back up top. Swings it inside to Wells. Wells out to shoulders there, swinging it around the horn. Havel for the three-point shot, good for the first 3 points of the night.
Both teams starting out in a zone. So he's got Parker on that top of the key.
A little four-court press there by the Salukis as Manhart gets it across the line. Gets it inside there to Cheek. Cheek puts up the first two buckets for the Panthers. 3-2 your score as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. 6:15 left to go in the first quarter. Murray on the right wing swings it across court there to Moore. Moore looking inside, gets it to Havel. Havel for another three, just off the mark, no good. Cheek comes away with the ball, gets it up to Manhart. Manhart across the court. Guarded there by Parker Havel, gets it over to Meese. Meese looking inside, tries to drive the lane, hands it off to Belford. Belford driving baseline, nothing there, getting trapped there in the corner. Back up to Manhart. Manhart inside, puts up a three, back out, no good, off the mark. Cheek comes away with the ball, he gets the rebound, gets back up to Manhart. Manhart trying to drive off of Havel.
Going to call an offensive foul against Manhart using the elbow.
Howell putting on some good pressure out there, trying to throw him off a little bit. Howell's going to be the point man tonight. Brings it across the timeline, gets it over to Moore. Moore back of Howell, around the horn there to Murray. Murray, they're trying to set up a good shot. Moore drives in the lane, puts up a 10-footer, no good. Cheek comes away with the ball for the Panthers. He's going to bring it up the court, gets it across the timeline. A little fancy ball work down there, a little Manhart. He gets it back to Cheek. Cheek puts up a three-pointer, no good, off the rim.
They're going to call another foul against Oblong. I think they're going to call an offensive foul. It looked like put his hand behind his head for it. But
looks
anyway,
like it's going to go against Fielder there, his first, team second. Havel going to bring it up, gets it over to Shoulders. Shoulders around the horn to Moore. Moore to Havel. Havel Shoulders looking inside for Murray. Nothing there. Moore gets it into Wells. Tipped away, though. Manhart comes away with the ball. He's going to bring it up court quick, trying to beat that Saluki defense, but doesn't. Manhart guarded there by Havel, and Havel is going to be called for the foul.
They're going to reach and trying to put some pressure on him. Got called for the reach-in foul.
They're extending that defense out beyond the three-point line and throwing him off, not letting him get a good shot. Manhart's going to inbound the ball against this Saluki defense. Finally gets it in the backcourt to Cheek. Cheek will bring it up, gets it across the timeline, and try and break that Havel point man. Gets it inside, tipped away though. Manhart comes away with it. Cheek for a long shot, no good. Rebound comes away to Chase Murray. Murray's gonna look up court, nothing there. Gets it across the timeline, gets it over to Moore. Moore down into Wells. Wells trying to go up strong, into the corner to Shoulders. Shoulders for three, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Shoulders comes away with it, though. Drives the lane, and good for the two-point bucket. Shoulders puts up a long three and then comes away with his own rebound.
Yeah, ball got knocked around. He got into the lane, and it was there. That's Chase Murray gets a steal.
Shoulders gets it up to Murray. Murray goes up for the two. Good. Tried to draw the foul along with it, but nothing there.
And it's 7-2, Red Hill. They're extending their pressure to full court now, that zone.
Sheik with it near the timeline, gets it back to Manhart. Manhart gets it in the corner to Meese. Meese puts up the three-point. No good off the back of the rim, and Shoulders bats it out of bounds. It will stay Panther basketball. Saluki's not going down without a fight here tonight as they are leading at 7-2, playing some really good zone defense down there. Manhart's going to inbound it, gets it into Fielder. Fielder's going to try and drive the lane, backs it out, gets it into Manhart. Manhart in the corner, goes baseline, puts up a 10-footer, no good. Havel comes away with the rebound. Shoulders going down court, coast to coast with the two-point basket. 3:30 left on the Fort Blondie scoreboard, 9-2. Saluki's up to Belford. Belford tried to put up 2-point, no good, gets his own rebound. Gets it out to Manhart. Manhart over to Meese. He's going to dribble it out near the timeline. Havel and Moore trying to creep in on him. Gets it into Cheek. Cheek driving lane, puts it up, no good. Little scuffle for the rebound. Murray gets it to Moore. Moore's going up court. He's going to pull up, get it into Wells. Wells puts it up, no good, and a foul on the play.
So Andy will have go to the line to shoot two.
That foul will go against number 10, Nathan Meese, his first, team's third. Andy Wells at the line for two. Puts up the first shot on its way and good. Checking into the game for the Panthers is number 34, Logan Richards, along with number 5, Connor Potts. Some of tonight's sponsors are Bob's Pizza along with WTHI-TV. Well, the second shot missed, no good. Panthers come away with the basketball. Potts will bring it up the court. Loses it, gets it in the hands of Meese. Meese down into Richards. Richards puts up a 12-footer, no good. And a foul on the play. It will be Saluki basketball, offensive foul.
That was called against Casey Cheek, his first, and the team's fourth.
Havel bringing the ball up the floor for the Salukis. Gets across the timeline to Shoulders. Round the horn there to Moore. Moore gets it back over to Shoulders. Shoulders back to Havel. Havel eyes a three, nothing there. Shoulders puts up a three, though. No good, off the mark. Wells comes away with the rebound, puts it back, no good. Cheek with the rebound, tries to throw it up floor to Meese, but is thrown out of bounds too far ahead of him. It will be Saluki basketball.
Third turnover against Panthers.
Shoulders gets the inbound. He's going to bring it up the floor this time. Gets it over to Havel. Havel looking inside, nothing there. Around the horn to Moore. Moore on the right side, gets Shoulders over to Havel on the left wing. Nothing inside against this 2-3 zone. Havel puts up a three ball, no good. Off the mark, into the hands of Cheek. Casey Cheek will bring the ball up the floor, gets it up there to Meese. Meese is going to back it back out, get it down to Belford. Belford puts up a two ball and is fouled on the shot. He will go to the line to shoot two.
No, they called. I think he must have called traveling on him or something because it's Red Hill basketball. I didn't see what happened or he stepped out of bounds.
I guess we'll go with the traveling call then. It'll be Saluki basketball as Chase Murray's in the corner. Gets it back to Shoulders, around the horn, gets it over to Moore. Moore looking inside, drives the lane, gets it over to Shoulders on the wing. Gets it down low to Murray in the corner. Almost traveled, but put it on the floor. Cross court there to Moore. Moore puts up the three ball, no good, off the side of the rim. Havel goes up strong, comes away with the rebound. Moore to Wells. Wells puts up the two ball, good. 12-2 as we look at your Fort Blondie scoreboard. 1:26 left to go in the first quarter. Full court press against Meese. Meese breaks it, puts up a two, no good. Cheek with the put back and is good. Cheek coming in hard, crashing the boards, puts up two. Panthers down by 8 now. Shoulders over to Moore. Moore puts up another three ball off the back of the rim, no good. Batted away there by Shoulders to Havel. Havel drives the lane, gets it out in the corner to Murray. Murray's going to throw up a three ball off the corner of the backboard, no good.
We're going to call a foul against Red Hill, I think. Their second foul.
Connor McKinney is going to be checking into the game for Parker Havel. 58.7 seconds left to go.
That's two fouls against Parker, so.
Meese gets it up to Potts. Potts across court to Meese, gets it across. 15-footer up, no good. Shoulders comes away with the rebound. He's going to go up court, coast to coast, puts up a two ball, good. Nobody there to touch him. Potts gets it over Cheek. Cheek up to Meese, trying to break this full court pressure. Cheek does, but it's called for the travel.
Yeah, Moore was there trying to tip the ball away, but as the oblong player turned to go up the court, he traveled before that was knocked away. And here comes Landon Ray in for Andy Wells.
So we got Moore, McKinney, Shoulders, Murray, and Ray. Panthers have Belford, Meese, Potts, Cheek, and Richards. Murray at the top gets it over to Moore on the left wing.
Looks like they may go for the last shot. It's down to 20 seconds.
Going to take the last shot here. He's holding the ball out near the volleyball line. He's going to dribble it now. He's looking for McKinney on the right side. Got a little back and forth with 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter. No time clock on. 5 seconds left. 4-3. Gets it into McKinney. McKinney to Ray. Ray for three and is good as time expires. Ray hits the final shot of the quarter. The Port Blondie scoreboard reads Saluki 17, Oblong Panthers 4. We'll be right back right here on The Legend.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back as we get set to start the second quarter. Tonight's sponsors, the Hilltop, Sanders Chiropractic, and Rutgers. A few of tonight's sponsors, Shoulders gets it over to Moore in the corner. Moore gets it up to Ray, round the horn to Murray. Murray cross court to Moore. Moore looking inside, trying to break this 2-3 zone, get a good shot off. McKinney gets it over to Ray. Ray looking inside, nobody there. He's going to dribble it back out, set up the offense. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Gets it out to McKinney. McKinney into Murray. Murray gets guarded quickly. Out to Shoulders. Shoulders puts up the corner three and good.
It's 9 now for Corbin.
Shoulders puts up the long three for the first points of the second quarter. Meese gets it up near the timeline. He's going to dribble it out. Guarded there by Shoulders. Gets it into Cheek. Cheek into Belford. Belford back out to Cheek. Cheek's going to try and answer back. No good. Moore goes up for the rebound, comes away with it, quickly gets it up court. Looking inside, nobody there. Gets it across court over to Ray. Ray up to McKinney. McKinney's going to eye the three, nothing there. Ray is going to take it, though. Puts it up, no good. Moore comes away with the rebound. Moore puts up the 12-footer, no good. Batted around, Meese comes away with it. Quickly comes down court. He's going to go up against Shoulders, and a foul called. That foul is going to go against Corbin Shoulders. I believe that's his first foul of the night, team's fourth. So it will be on the floor, Panther basketball. Potts is going to take it out. Gets it in there to Belford. Belford's going to drive inside, get it back out to Cheek. Cheek over to Potts. Potts puts up the three and drains it. He answers back. 20-7 as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. McKinney gets it up to Moore. Moore over to Shoulders, around the horn to McKinney. Looking inside. Gets the cross court there to Ray. Down to Shoulders in the corner. Shoulders going to go cross court to Moore on the left wing. Dribbles inside. Puts up the 18-footer. No good. Ray gets the wild pass. Gets it over to Shoulders on the right wing. Shoulders up top to Ray. Ray into McKinney. McKinney gets it inside to Murray. Back out to Shoulders. Shoulders going to dribble the lane. Bat it away. Moore comes away with it. Moore's going to get back up top to McKinney. He's going to set up the offense. Moore on the left wing, gets across court to Ray. Ray's going to dribble out, get back up to McKinney, trying to set up a good shot against this 2-3 zone. Shoulders dribbles in, gets it up to Ray. He eyes the three, nothing there. Gets it over to Moore. Moore looking inside for Ray again. Gets it in the corner to him. Pump fakes, gets back up, over to cross court to McKinney. He pump fakes, batted away there, but Ray goes and gets it in the backcourt, brings it back across the timeline, gets it across court there to McKinney. McKinney gets it down in the corner to Shoulders, looking for somebody, gets it up to Murray. Murray's going to get across court to Ray. Ray near the sideline, gets it over to Moore. Moore to Shoulders on the left wing. He's going to drive the lane, put up a shot. No good, off the side of the rim. Richards comes away with it. Cheek quickly coming up court. He's going to try and get it in. Gets it to Potts for a three. No good, off the back of the rim. Ray comes away with the rebound. Ray's going to quickly go up court. Meese guarded there, tried to bat it away. No, didn't help. Gets it into Murray. Murray's going to drive the lane, put it up. No good, but is fouled on the shot. So Murray will be shooting two here for the Salukis.
Salukis have been pretty patient at offense. They took 9 threes in the first quarter, and they hit, they've taken 2 this quarter. I think so. 11 of their about 21 shots haven't been threes.
And Murray misses the first, as that foul was called against Logan Richards, his first, team's fifth. And as Corbin Shoulders checks out, Parker Havel comes back in.
And Andy Wells will come in for Murray. But he missed the
second
free throw,
shot,
so.
No good. Panthers come away with the rebound. Potts is going to bring it up court. Gets it in to Cheek. Cheek into Meese down in the corner. He's going to bring it back up top. Tries to penetrate the zone. Parker Havel comes away with the steal. Gets it over to, McKinney to Parker Havel. Up to Murray. Murray's going to try and drive the lane. He does. Nothing there. Moore comes away with the rebound. Moore gets it up to Havel. Havel's going to back it out. He's going to give it to McKinney. Set up to play here. He's eyeing the three. Gets it over to Murray. Murray inside to Havel, but no good on the pass. Potts comes away with it. Loose ball. Cheek comes up with it. Guarded there by McKinney. Cheek out to Potts. Potts puts up another three. No good. Moore gets the rebound. He's going to go coast to coast. Puts it up. No good.
Had it stripped away from him.
Be out of bounds. It will stay Saluki basketball as Andy Wells checks in for Murray. So we have Havel, McKinney, Ray, Wells, and Moore on the floor. Oblong has Belford, Richards, Potts, Meats, and Cheek. Ball inbound into Moore. He puts up three ball in and out, no good. Wells tried to get it. Belford came away with the rebound. Meese comes across court. He's going to dribble out, get it over to Potts. Potts batted away by Havel. Stay Oblong basketball. Checking into the game is number 50, Caleb Black. He's coming in for Logan Richards. Also coming back into the game, Shoulders. He comes in for McKinney. Taking the ball out is Connor Potts. Potts gets it into Meese up near the timeline. Shoulders is going to come up. Parker gets up on him. Black with the ball out near the volleyball line. Takes a dribble. Gets down into Potts. Potts cross court to Meese. Meese down in the corner. Tries to go there. But Ray saw it coming from a mile away and batted it out of bounds. It will stay Panther basketball as Moore's going to guard the inbound man. Meese gets the inbound. 3:45 left to go here in the first half. 20-7 as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. Meese gets the ball up top, trying to dribble off of Havel and Shoulders. Trying to look inside, nobody there. Gets it down in the corner to Black. Black up to Potts. Intercepted there by Shoulders, and he's going to go coast to coast. No good, though, on the lay-in. And batted out of bounds as Parker Havel tried to come crashing in to get the rebound. So steal by Corbin Shoulders, but no good on the other end.
Left a little bit short.
Panthers have the basketball. Cheek gets the inbound. Meese tried to get some help as he tried to pass it up. Stolen away there by Ray. Shoulders over to Moore. Moore puts up the 15-footer. No good off the back of the rim. Black comes away with the rebound. Meese gets the outlet, brings it up court quick. He's going to drive the lane, put up a 5-footer, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up, off the backboard, no good. Wells comes away with it. Outlets to Moore. Moore looking up court for some help. Drives left side, gets it in the corner to Ray, no good. No shot there. Cross court there to Shoulders. Shoulders up to Havel. Havel over to Ray. Ray's going to put up the 3-ball. Good. Nothing but the net. And timeout called there by the Oblong Panthers. It's a full timeout. We'll take one with you. As we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard, 2:45 left to go in the half. Salukis lead it 23-7. We're back here on the Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Tonight's sponsors, Leggett Lumber, along with Casey State Bank and Ambrose Federal Credit Union. As we welcome you back, the Red Hill Salukis are taking on the Oblong Panthers. For those of you joining in, Salukis are leading it 23-7 with 2:45 left to go in the half. It is Panther basketball as they get it up court there to Manhart. He checked back in there in between break. Manhart having a little trouble, gets it in the help of Meese, gets it down low to Black. Black looking inside, goes baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Batted away, it's going to stay Panther basketball.
Yeah, I think Landon Reed got a piece of that.
Manhart will inbound for the Panthers. Tries to get it in there to Black, nothing there. Finally does get it into him. Black looking for some help down here on the left wing. Tries to get it to Meese, but batted away there by Havel. Ray gets it down into Havel. Havel puts up two ball, good. Havel with 2 points here. Meese gets the inbound, bringing it up the court here for the Panthers. Gets across court, but quickly double-teamed, breaks it, drives the lane, puts up a lay-in, good. Meese with a little scoop shot and is good for two.
First points, sorry, the second points of the game are fifth in this quarter. They had four in the first, now five here in the second.
Havel on the left wing, brings Murray up. He's looking inside, gets it over to Shoulders. Shoulders looking for help. Takes his dribble, hands it off to Havel. Havel looks to go inside, nothing there. Shut down, gets it into Wells. Wells almost lost it, gets it into Murray. Murray over to Shoulders in the corner. Shoulders guarded out there by Meese. Almost stolen away there by Potts. Ray tries to put up three ball, picked it back up, gets it over to Havel. Havel into Wells. Wells puts up two ball, no good. Batted away, saved there by Potts. Potts gets it over to Manhart. Manhart brings it across the timeline, gets it over to, tries to get it over to Potts. Potts tried to pass it off, and Shoulders said, not in my house.
No, it didn't.
Black checks out, and Fielder comes back in. So does
Moore comes back in for Ray. Drew scoreless so far in the evening.
Yeah, he's tried to put up a few three-pointers.
He's 0-for-7. He's missed about 3 3-quarters. Corbin Shoulders has 9, and
Meese, the ball hander, gets it over to Potts. Potts breaks it, gets it to Fielder. Fielder backs it back out to Meese. Meese looking inside, guarded there by Havel. He's looking for the corner, but Murray saw him. Finally gets it into the corner. Manhart has the ball, gets it out to Potts. Potts drives the lane, loses control, gets it to Wells. Wells quickly up court to Havel. Havel's going to drive baseline, get it over to Shoulders. Shoulders up for two and good. Shoulders scores 2 points with 43 seconds left to go, leading 27-9 as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. Havel tried to seal it away there, but it's called for the foul.
It's Parker's third foul. Kenny Moore's coming for Parker. And the team's fourth foul, only 5 on Oblong, so neither team close to the bonus yet.
Fielder will also check out as Cheek comes in for him. Meese, the ball handler, brings it across the timeline. Guarded there by McKinney in this 3-2 zone. Gets it down low to Manhart. Manhart tries to go for the reverse, no good. Belford comes away with it, puts up a shot, and count it with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul is going to go against Chase Murray, his first, team's fifth. As Belford is set to try and get 3 out of this 2-point shot. His free throw on the way. No good off the back of the rim. Murray comes away with the rebound. He's going to slow it down, get it to Moore. 18 seconds left here in the first half. They're going to dribble it out, try and get the final shot. Over to McKinney. McKinney gets it over to Shoulders on the left wing. into Moore. Moore, 5 seconds left. He's going to drive the lane, get it out to Wells. Wells puts up with 1 second. Good! As they score the final points of the first half, the Port Blondie scoreboard reads 29-11 in favor of the Red Hill Salukis. We'll be back shortly with halftime stats right after the break, right here on The Legend.
KC State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At KC State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. KC State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrell Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Hi. My mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank. Your community bank.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
And welcome back for the halftime stats. If it's a little loud, we are right here next to the speakers as they're playing.
Yeah, it kind of shakes the booth with that bass on that.
They're playing their halftime music, and it's shaking us both to death up here.
Yeah.
But I'll go ahead and send it back over to Rob as the Salukis are leading here at the half, 29-11.
Then we take a look at the first half stats. Both teams I have for 15 rebounds. One of the big differences, Red Hill has 2 turnovers to 10 for the Panthers. From the field, Red Hill is 12 of 29 and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Oblong has managed just 5 of 21 shooting from the field, and they missed their only free throw attempt. For Red Hill, they're led by Corbin Shoulders with 11. Landon Ray has 6. Andy Wells, 5. Parker Havel, 5. Chase Murray, 2. Drew Moore has been scoreless in the first half, but the Salukis for their 29 points. For Oblong, Casey Cheek has 4, 3 for Connor Potts, 2 points apiece for Lane Belford, and two for Jarrett Manhart. The Salukis led at the end of the first quarter 17-4. They had, about a 7 or 8-0 run there in that first quarter to take that bigger lead. The biggest lead has been 18 a couple of times at 29-11. That is the biggest lead for the Salukis, as they've pretty well dominated this game. They haven't shot real well from the outside, but they made just enough points, and they've gotten several easy baskets off turnovers.
Yeah, they've been running pretty good defense down here. That 3-2 zone seems to be working. They've been trying to push up on that full court press,
right.
But I mean, Panthers are just starting to figure that out a little bit, so they're breaking it and getting it down court. But once they get down here under the basket, they just can't beat it.
No, they're having trouble with some of the double teams and things like that. And a lot of the steals have not been so much in the full court press in backwards, but once they've had the ball into their offense and they've deflected some passes and they've gotten two or three breakaways on there, especially Havel's had one, and I think it Shoulders has had a couple.
Yeah, some of those fast breaks, a couple of missed shots on that too, and something we're going to have to clean up here in the second half.
Right.
Salukis are out on the floor now, but still waiting the Auburn Panthers as they're just now coming out of the locker room, as I was saying that. We got about 4 minutes till we get started for your second half action. We'll go ahead and send it back for a couple commercials and be right back here on The Legend.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road Monday through Friday and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back to Red Hill Gymnasium, where me, Ryan Seed, along with Rob McKinley, are getting set to bring you second half action of the Red Hill Salukis and Oblong Panthers basketball game, where the Salukis are leading 29-11. Panthers will start out with the basketball here in the second half. Manhart looking for an in man, gets it into Cheek. Cheek back to Manhart. He's going to dribble the top of the key against this looks like a 2-3 zone, maybe 3-2 zone here in the second half.
Yeah, I think it's kind of disguised as 3-2, 2-3, 1-2-2, depending on where the point man is. He sags back when it gets over to the side. So
Manhart into the corner of Cheek. Cheek puts up a three ball, no good, off the rim, over the top of the backboard. It will be Saluki basketball. So quick turnover, 22 seconds into the game. Salukis still up, no points scored yet. Moore's going to be the point man for the Salukis. Gets it over to Murray. Looks like Panthers are going to go with a little man-to-man defense. Wells out to Shoulders. Shoulders puts up three ball, no good. Wells comes away with the rebound, drives into the lane, puts up two ball, no good off the front of the rim. Havel with the rebound, crashing the boards, puts up a shot, no good, and is fouled on the shot.
There was only 10 fouls called in the first half, five on each team. Parker did pick up three fouls in the first half, but he'll go to the line to shoot two.
That foul went against Jarrett Manhart, his second, team's first of the half, as Havel buries his first free throw. First point of the half is a free throw. Fielder will check out for the Panthers as Richards comes back in. Havel gets set. Some of the sponsors for tonight's game, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Port Blondie's, and Best Way. As Havel missed his second free throw, Manhart came away with the rebound, gets it over to Meese in the left corner, double team there, gets across court, Shoulders intercepted the pass, gets it to Moore, Moore back to Shoulders, puts up an easy two bucket, and scores it. 2 points for Shoulders.
That's now 13 for Corbin.
1-2-2 full court press, Meese breaks that, drives baseline, puts up a floater, no good off the back rim. Cheek comes away with the rebound. He's going to put it back up and scores it as Andy Wells tried to swat it away but wasn't successful. Moore down in quickly to Wells. Wells puts up the ball, blocked away there by Cheek. Cheek comes away with the rebound, gets it, hands it off to Manhart. He's going to bring it across the timeline, gets it over to Meese. Meese back to Manhart. Manhart a little back and forth here, trying to get something inside going. Gets it down in the left corner to Cheek. Cheek looking inside. Tries to go baseline, puts up a 12-footer, no good. Batted out of bounds there by the Panthers, and it will be Saluki basketball. 32-13 as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. 6:10 left to go in the third quarter. Havel brings it across the timeline, gets it to Moore on the right wing. Takes a couple dribbles, puts it up a shot. Good for 15.
First points of the game for Drew.
He's been, what'd you say, 0 for 7?
He was 0 for 7 in the first half.
Manhart's got the ball, is trying to dribble left, quickly shut down there by a group of Salukis, gets over to Meese on the right wing and scores 3. 3 points there for Meese, quickly up court, Shoulders, back around to Moore to Havel. Havel got it on the right wing, gets it back across court to Moore. He's going to dribble up top, set
I think
up a play
if
here.
If they're going man-to-man, then I think they went back to the zone maybe, I'm not sure.
Gets it inside to Wells. Wells puts up an easy two bucket. Meese going to slow things down a little bit. Going to break up that full court press. Gets it up to Manhart. Cross court. Picks up his dribble. Back over to Meese. Meese puts up another three-pointer. No good. Batted away there by Wells. Came away with Manhart on the rebound. Gets it to Cheek. He's going to go baseline. Put up a floater. No good. And is fouled on the shot. So he will be shooting two. Foul's going to go against Chase Murray, his second foul, team's first of the half. 5:06 left to go as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard, 36-16, 20-point lead, biggest of the night, as Cheek makes his first free throw. Richards checking out of the game as Potts comes in.
Cheek now has 7 to lead the Panthers.
As Cheek gets set for a second shot, puts it up, no good off the rim. Moore comes away with the rebound. He's going to quickly get it up the court, across the timeline. Gets it over to Shoulders. Shoulders gets it back cross court to Moore. Moore back and forth with Shoulders there, looking inside. Cross court there to Havel. Havel looking in, going, driving into the lane. Loses the ball. Moore comes away with it. Tipped away there by Manhart. Manhart steals it. Quickly going up for two. no good, but is fouled there on the shot by Drew Moore. And Manhart will be shooting two.
Yeah, I think Drew is going to make sure that after that steal, this, that Manhart did not make the basket.
Lost his footing there a little bit as it was batted away and slipped up, and Manhart came away with it. Puts up his first free throw, and good. Some of tonight's sponsors, Best Way, along with Citizens National Bank and People's State Bank. Manhart's second free throw is good. 36-18 in favor of the Salukis. Havel's going to bring it across court, gets it up to Shoulders. Around the horn there to Moore. Moore looking inside, nothing there. Back cross court to Shoulders, dribbles inside, gets back out to Havel. Havel pulls up for three and drains it. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Meese is yet again going to try and break the full court press, but official timeout as Shoulders was bent over there. Maybe out of breath or something there.
Maybe a pulled muscle or something. I don't know, just kind of twisted something. So Landon Ray will come in for Corbin.
So we got Ray, Moore, Havel, Murray, and Wells out on the floor. Meese inbounds there to Manhart.
Oblong scored 11 points in the first half. They scored eight so far here in this third quarter.
Ball gets up to Cheek on the left wing. Fakes it, goes left, gets it to Potts. Potts puts up the three and good.
It's his second three.
Potts not afraid to shoot the three when he's guarded. Murray has the ball on the left wing. Gets it over to Ray, hands it off. Brings it up to Havel. Havel over to Moore. Moore looking. Nothing there. Havel pulls up for another three. In and out, no good. Cheek comes away with the rebound. Gets it up to Meese quickly. He brings it across the timeline. Going to slow it up. Going to dribble the right wing. Cross court into the corner to Potts. Pulls up. Another three. Takes a bounce. No good. Tipped away there by the Panthers. And it will be Saluki basketball out of bounds. Salukis trying to pressure up. Trying to get it up court quickly. Havel gets it over to Ray. Round the horn there to Moore. Moore pulls up for 20. No good. Havel comes away with the rebound. Tries to get it out to Ray. Pulls up for three. No good. Batted out of bounds there by Murray. And it will stay. And it will be Oblong basketball. Oblong getting set to inbound. Saluki's in a 1-2-2 zone still. Full court. Meese and Manhart in the backcourt trying to break it up. Cross court there to Potts. Potts looking for help. Manhart comes in the form. Potts back in the corner, gets it into Cheek. Cheek's going to go up strong, but is fouled on the shot. He will be shooting two here.
Third foul on Chase.
And it looks like he may have twisted an ankle.
When he came down, Shoulders is going to come back in. Looks like four, Murray.
Murray limps off the court, going to get checked out there. Shoulders comes in, so Cheek will be shooting two here. First shot on its way, missed it, in and out. Tonight's sponsors are Lawrence County Health Department, SIPA, and Scott's Health Pharmacy, along with Bob's Pizza, WTHI-TV. Cheek's second free throw, off the back of the rim, no good. Wells comes away with the rebound. Gets it up to Shoulders. Shoulders brings it across court. Quickly guarded there by Manhart. Moore back to Shoulders. Shoulders double team there. Gets it up to Moore. Inside to Wells. Wells tries to get it in the corner. Batted away there by Potts. Pulls back. Gets it to Cheek. Back to Manhart as he brings it across the timeline to slow things up a little bit. 2:45 left here in the third quarter. Picks up his dribble out near the volleyball line. Gets help from Meese. Meese back to Manhart. Manhart looking inside against this 3-2 zone. Gets it into Belford. Belford puts it up, but is fouled on the shot. He will be going to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is going to go against Landon Ray. I believe that's his first of the game, and it is. Team's fourth. And a timeout on the floor. Coach Havel wants to have a talk. 30-second timeout. We'll take one with you. 2:32 left to go as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. 39-22 in favor of the Salukis. We're back here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Tonight's sponsors, Hilltop, Sanders Sky Refractive, and Rutgers. As we welcome you back from that timeout break, 39-22 in favor of the Salukis, as Belford is shooting his second free throw. Puts it up, no good. I'm sorry, that is his first free throw.
Yeah, I think so.
Off the back of the rim, no good. I thought we shot one before break, but I guess not. Belford puts up his second one. Nothing but net, buries it. Makes the score 39-23, still in favor of the Salukis. Havel's going to get it across court to shoulders, around the horn, gets it to Moore. They're going to set up a good shot. Havel, fancy dribbling, gets it over to Moore, pulls up for three, no good. Cheek comes away with the rebound, hands it off to Manhart for the outlet, brings it across court. They're going to try and break this 3-2 or 1-2-2 zone. A little back and forth, trying to get somebody inside. Potts and Manhart out there. Trying to break this zone defense. Set up a play here. Gets it into Cheek. Back out to Belford. Tries to go baseline. Get it over to Meese. Just too good of a pass and loses it. Out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball.
That's now 12 turnovers for Oblong. Red Hill has four.
Havel brings it up court for the Salukis. He's the point man. Gets it over on the right wing to Shoulders. Shoulders down in the corner to Ray. Gets it back up to Shoulders. Brings it back out to Havel. Down low into Moore. Tries to go cross court. Doesn't want to risk it. Shoulders gets the basketball. Almost lost it there. Meese tried to poke it away. Havel brings it back out. Gets it over to Shoulders on the right wing. Back into Havel. He's going to drive the lane. Put up a floater from eight. No good. Gets his own rebound. Back out to Shoulders. Shoulders tried to go baseline. Brought it back out. Shut down there by Belford. Back into the corner to Ray. Puts up three, no good. Batted away there by Cheek. Belford gets the rebound. Manhart for the outlet. He's going to bring it up court, get it to Meese. Meese looking inside. Nobody there. Gets back up to Manhart. Meese back to Manhart. A little back and forth with 1 minute left to go. Potts puts up the three ball, no good. Moore comes away with the loose ball. He's going to get it up court to Ray. Nothing there. Tipped out of bounds. It will stay Saluki basketball. Moore tried to lead Ray a little bit, but Ray was trying to back out. He thought he was going to go for the three-point ball, but decided otherwise. Inbound to Shoulders, puts up an eight-footer, and good from the baseline. Meese gets the inbound, 45 seconds left to go on the Port Blondie scoreboard. Salukis lead it 41-23 over the Oblong Panthers. Meese tries to drive the lane, batted away there by Moore, stolen, gets it by Ray. Ray's going to bring it up. He's quickly going to try and drive the lane, backs it back out to Havel, back to Moore, into Wells. Wells looking inside, gets it out to Shoulders. Shoulders pulls up to three, in and out, no good. And Havel came crashing the boards and is tipped out of bounds. It will be Panther basketball as McKinney checks in for Havel. 20.9 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Meese will take it, get it over to Manhart, trying to break the full court press. Meese gets it across the timeline, drives the lane, puts it up, blocked by Andy Wells. Landon Ray comes up with the rebound. Going to pull it back out near the timeline, gets it to Moore with 5 seconds left to go. 3-2, gets it into Wells, puts up the final shot, bounces off the rim, no good as time expires. So the Salukis are leading this one as we go into the fourth quarter. They lead it 41-23 on the Port Blondie scoreboard. We'll be back here, right here on The Legend.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Tonight's game brought to you by Leggett Lumber, Casey State Bank, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, and Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. As we are set to go for the final corner of tonight, Saluki's leading at 41-23. Shoulders and McKinney passing it back and forth here. Swing it around into the corner to Ray. Ray gets back up to Moore. Moore back over across court to McKinney. McKinney back and forth. Shoulders tries to drive the lane back out to Moore. Moore's going to pump fake, get it over to McKinney right here in the corner below us. Dribbles around, gets it inside to Wells. And a foul called on the floor.
Maybe against Manhart, I'm not sure.
And it will go against Manhart. Team's second foul of the night, his third. Be Saluki basketball right underneath their own goal. McKinney will take it out, gets it into Moore right here in the corner. Moore gets it up top to Ray. Ray for the long three from Lawrenceville. No good. Cheek comes away with the rebound, hands it off to Manhart. Going to bring it up court, get it over to Meese. Meese going to dribble right side, going to try and go up. No good, lost control. Potts gets the loose ball. Misses. Cheek comes away with the rebound and a foul on the floor. It will stay Panther basketball. That foul is going to go against 25. Andy Wells, his first, team's fifth. 44 seconds have gone off the clock here. Meese gets the inbound, swings it over to Cheek. Meese gets the ball back, puts up a three, drains it. Three, good for Meese. 41-26 in favor of the Salukis. McKinney around to Moore, tries to get it inside to Wells, almost knocked away there. Cheek steals the ball from him. Loose ball still, comes up with it. Manhart is going to bring it up the court. Going to slow it down as he comes across the timeline. Back out, get it over to Meese. Meese down in the corner to Belford. Belford looking up top for help. Cross court to Potts. Down low to Cheek. Goes baseline, tries to put up a shot, and fouled on the floor.
I think it's going to be a two-shot foul.
Called it on the floor.
On the floor, okay.
Going to go against Landon Ray, his second, team sixth. Potts is going to inbound. Underneath their own basket, gets it into Meese up top. Going to dribble right side. Saluki's doing a phenomenal job against this zone. Ball tried to go down inside to Belford. No good. Gets it back up top to Manhart. Manhart looking inside. Nobody there. Finally gets Cheek inside there. Looking back out. Manhart tried to go to Potts. Potts was cutting. Manhart thought he was going to stay there, but tipped away by the Salukis, and it will stay Panther basketball. Havel checking in for Moore. So we got Havel, McKinney, Wells, Shoulders, and Ray. Panthers have Meese, Potts, Cheek, Belford, and Manhart. Meese gets the inbound, pulls up for three. Good! Back-to-back-to-back threes there for Meese.
Leads cut down to 12. Game not over.
McKinney gets it inside to Wells. Back out. Gets it over in the corner to Ray. Around the horn there. McKinney up top with it. Pulls up inside the three-point line. Buries the two. Panthers inbound the basketball. McKinney at the lead of this full-court press. Gets it across court to Meese. Meese over to Manhart. Manhart looking inside. Saluki shutting it down. Manhart over to Meese. A little back-and-forth play action here. Trying to get some help there inside. Belford trying to gets it inside in the lane. Back out to Potts. Potts pulls up for three. No good off the front of the rim. Cheek crashes the boards, gets the put back. 43-31, 5:25 left to go on the Port Blondie scoreboard. McKinney brings it cross court for the Salukis. Gets it over on the left wing to Shoulders. Shoulders around the horn there to Havel. Havel back up to McKinney. Pump fakes and nothing there. Shoulders drives the lane, puts up a shot, no good, and is fouled. So Shoulders will go to the line to shoot two. Foul was called on. Casey Cheek, his second, team's third of the half. Corbin Shoulders puts up the first one on its way, no good, off the front of the rim. Some of tonight's sponsors are Best Way, Port Blondie, Citizens National Bank, and People's State Bank. 5:08 left to go in the fourth quarter. Shoulder second shot, no good, off the back of the rim. Cheek comes away with the basketball, gets it up to Meese on the outlet. Cheek on the left wing, drives the lane, no good. Ray comes away with the rebound. He's quickly up the court. He's going to get in the corner, two shoulders, almost thrown away. Poked out of bounds there by Potts. It will stay Saluki basketball.
Yeah, that Blondie has outscored Ridge Hill 8-2 this quarter. It was an 18-point lead. It's now a 6-point lead as Moore comes back in for McKinney.
Shoulders set to inbound the ball right in front of their bench. Gets it up top to Havel. Down in the corner to Ray. A little round the horn poked away there by Manhart. B. Saluki basketball still in front of their bench. 4:48 left to go. Panthers down by 12. Havel with the ball gets in the corner to Ray. Ray round the horn there to shoulders. Looking inside, nobody there. Ray on the right wing. Ray dribbles back up top. Gets it down in the corner to Moore, though. Moore back to Ray. Ray up top to Havel. Dribbles inside. Gets it out to shoulders on the left wing. Shoulders trying to break this 2-3 zone defense against the Panthers. Moore drives the lane. Gets it out to Ray in the corner. Ray puts up a three ball. Buries it. Ray is coming on fire. Ray has hit a couple of three-pointers tonight.
That's his third one.
Meese on the top of the key, guarded there by Havel. Looks like they've gone man-to-man. Stolen away there by Andy Wells. Lost the ball. Out of bounds. It will be Panther basketball.
He kind of lost control coming down and lost it over his foot, so.
Wells a little frustrated down there with himself, shaking his head. Manhart will bring the ball up. 3:50 left to go. Port Blondie scoreboard, 46-31. Manhart alley-oop in there to Belford. No good, but tries to put up a shot. Tipped out of bounds, though. It will stay Panther basketball. Trying to draw the foul there as he was trying to put up the two ball. Potts to inbound against Landon Ray. Finally gets it in there to Meese. Meese throws one up. No good. Battle for the rebound on the floor. Wells comes away with it. Gets it up court to shoulders. He's going to hold the ball, wait for his teammates. Set up a play here out near the volleyball line. Panthers extended their 2-3 zone.
Still in the zone. I figured they might go man-to-man, but not yet.
Havel in the corner to Ray. Ray guarded there by Potts, but stepped out of bounds. So turnover Salukis. It will be Panther basketball.
7 turnovers now for Red Hill.
So Manhart gets it inbounds to Meese. Manhart will bring it up the court with 3:10 left to go. Panthers down by 15 now. 46-31 as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. Potts gets it into Cheek. Cheek guarded there by Moore. Tries to drive inside, kicks it out to Potts, puts up a three, good. Somebody put this kid out. He's bringing him back.
He and Meese. Potts had 2 or 3 threes in that JV game.
Havel gets it over on the left wing to Moore. Moore across court there to shoulders, down in the corner to Ray. Ray gets it back up top, gets it to shoulders, back to Havel. Not trying to drive inside, setting up a good outside shot maybe. Havel's going to back it out near the timeline, get it over to shoulders.
They really haven't tried to drive it to the lane too much against this zone.
Looks like they're going to try and run a little clock time off the clock here. 2:25 left to go in the game. Hands off to shoulders. Drives inside, tries to break up that man-to-man a little bit. Moore getting in on the action. He's going to dribble around against Manhart, get it back up top to Havel. Holds it back and forth to shoulders.
I think they have gone man-to-man down. Almost a steal out there.
Almost lost the ball. Moore gains control. Gets it down into the corner to Ray. Ray's going to dribble back up top, but kicked away there by Manhart. It will stay Saluki basketball. Just under 2 minutes left to go here in the game. 46-34 as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard and a timeout on the floor. We'll take one with you. We'll be back with more action here. 1:58 to go. 46-34. We'll be back right here on The Legend.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Ambrough Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrough Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Welcome back to this exciting action here at Red Hill Saluki Gymnasium. Just under 2 minutes to go as it is Saluki basketball leading over the Oblong Panthers, 46-34 on the Port Blondie scoreboard.
Oblong has gone man-to-man in this last 2 minutes.
Moore down in the corner to shoulders, trying to look inside, guard against Belford, gets it to Wells. Wells goes up for two, rolls around the rim, good. 48-34 now as Manhart's going to bring it up the court a little slower. Going to try and work a shot, still against this man-to-man Red Hill defense. Gets it out to Potts. Potts pulls up for another three. Off the rim, no good. Moore comes away with the rebound. He's going to quickly get it up court. Drives the lane, puts up a floater. No good off the back of the rim. Cheek comes away with the rebound, quickly going up court against Havel. Puts up a shot, no good. Fouled, and will shoot two. Cheek coming in the, crashing the boards aggressively there, coming away with the rebound and quickly getting up court. 1:14 left to go on the clock. Cheek is set for two. Some of tonight's sponsors for the game, Lawrence County Health Department, Sip It, Scott's Health Pharmacy, and Bode's Pizza. First free throw on its way, good. Nothing but the net, nobody set to check in. So it looks like for the finish of the game, it will be Ray, Moore, Shoulders, Havel, and Wells. For the Panthers, Potts, Meese, Cheek, Belford, and Manhart as Cheek buries his second free throw, coming within 12. Moore calls off his fellow players as he's going to bring it up court against Meese. Gets it over to Havel on the left wing, brings it back up top. He's going to dribble around and get it over to Moore at the top of the key. Moore's going to bring it back out near the timeline. Drive right, get handed off there to Havel, and Havel is fouled there by Manhart.
It'll be his fourth, one of the team's fourth, so Red Hill not ready for the bonus for several more fouls. It's only 55 seconds to go, so.
Moore's going to take it out, tries to get it in bounds against this man-to-man, gets it into Ray in the backcourt. He is going to be fouled there by Belford, and is Panthers only fifth foul, so still no bonus.
Gonna have two more before they get to the bonus. So
that is Belford's first foul. Ray's gonna take it out for the Salukis. 52 seconds left to go here in the game. Port Blondie scoreboard. Salukis are leading it 48-36. Get the ball into Corbin Shoulders. He's gonna dribble it up top, get it to Moore near the timeline. Guarded there by Meese. Going to dribble left side, going to swing back, go right, get it off to Havel. Havel double team there, gets it back to Moore. Clock running down, 35 seconds left to go. Moore dribbling around, he's going to bring it back out near the volleyball line, get it to Shoulders. Getting into the steady hands of a good shooter and foul on Shoulder. Foul goes against the Panthers. That will be Belford's second, team six, so still no bonus. Yep. With 27 seconds left to go.
It's really not, now they call another foul hold on the end before it was inbound, so.
So it looks like Ray.
I don't know why they want to keep fouling. Now you're down 12 with 27 seconds to go.
So Ray will shoot one and one bonus here. With bonus, got to hit the first or in the second. Foul's going to go against Potts, his first. Ray getting set to shoot the first one. 27 seconds left to go. On its way. No good off the back of the rim. Wells comes away with the rebound. Gets it back out. Potts comes cross court. Before he could get it, Ray touched it and got over and back. 6 seconds has gone away from the clock. 21 seconds left to go here in the game. Panthers down by 12. Salukis will come out with the victory here, as the Panthers will inbound the ball against this man-to-man defense. Gets it into the corner to Belford. Belford up top to Potts, pulls up for three on his way, in and out, no good. Moore gets the rebound. He will slowly bring it up the court with 10 seconds left to go. Gets it up to Havel. Havel over to Moore, and it is knocked out of bounds with 7.5 seconds left to go in the game.
Moore touched it last, so it'll be oblong basketball.
And it looked like the Panthers were kind of trying to foul on that one. I mean, I don't understand why you would. I mean, yeah, a couple seconds left to go, but Meese gets the inbound. He's going to bring it up the floor. Stolen away there by Moore. He's going to slow down as time expires. The Salukis will win this one against the Panthers. The Port Blondie scoreboard reads, the Salukis win it 48-36 over the Oblong Panthers. We'll be right back after this to bring you postgame stats and player of the game and sub of the game. We'll be right back right here on The Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The Monday specials include meatloaf or hand-breaded fried chicken. Every Monday is Dad's Day. Any dad that comes in with his family gets the special at half price. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondie. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Safe Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Safe Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Welcome back, where the Salukis have just defeated the Oblong Panthers 48-36. I'll send it over to Rob for some post-game stats.
Okay, Salukis played well the first half. They led 17-4 at the end of the first quarter and 29-11 at the break, but only managed 19 points in the second half. They shot 7 of 21 in the second half compared to 12 of 29 in the first half. Biggest lead that, but I think he had a 21-point lead at 34-13 in the third quarter, but Oblong wouldn't go away, and the Salukis didn't shoot well, say the second half. I had Red Hill with 26 rebounds and 25 for Oblong, 9 turnovers for the Salukis and 15 for the Panthers. Only one player in double figures for Red Hill. That was Corbin Shoulders with 15. Parker Havel had 9. 2 points for Chase Murray. 2 for Drew Moore. 2 for Connor McKinney. And 9 for Landon Ray. For Oblong, they were led by Nathan Meese with 11. Connor Potts with 9. And Casey Cheek with 8. The win puts Red Hill at 7-8, this being not a conference ball game. So they remain 2-2 in conference play. They're 7-8 overall, and they're basically 2-2 since Christmas this month, since the holidays. So, but not played pretty decent the first half. Second half was kind of sluggish on things. And of course, when you don't shoot well, you don't look good. So if they'd have made a few more shots, you know, it's that way you played better. You know, so
yeah,
I think they win it 48-36.
And both teams, phenomenal zone defense by both teams. I mean, yeah, the Salukis have just perfected that 3-2 zone and have just been tearing it up there and not letting anybody get in the paint.
Well, and Oblong only has one player, Cheek, that they could really go inside to. And the Salukis went inside the Wells a little bit, but they stayed, they
They were basically a perimeter team tonight. They took 9 threes in the first quarter, I believe, alone against the zone. So they weren't real sharp at shooting on it, so or else they could have had a bigger lead.
And as we're waiting on Coach Brian Havel here, let's go ahead and get the player of the game and sub of the game. Brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and Ambrell Federal Credit Union.
Well, I'm trying to think who we should go with on the player of the game. I guess player of the game, you have to go with Corbin Childers.
Corbin, yes. He was doing really good tonight. He had some nice breakaways, right, some good steals, and he was doing pretty good there. And I mean, he was getting up and down the court fast. He had a lot of turnovers there and was able to get some rebounds.
And I think it'll be the third game in a row that Landon Ray would get sub of the game, but he came in and his 9 points, another 3 threes in the ball game. So we'll go with Corbin Shoulders, player of the game, and Landon Ray, third straight game, I believe, as the sub of the game for the Salukis.
And we are still waiting on Coach Havel here. We'll take a quick 1 minute break and be right back here on The Legend.
Ambrell Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrell Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
The Salukis win it tonight 48-36 as Coach Havel is making his way up here, taking a little bit of time, congratulating his boys on the team victory.
And here's Coach Havel. Ryan, played well the first half, second half, kind of lethargic, I think, in the second half.
Yeah.
Of course, when you don't shoot well, you know, you can play well, but you don't shoot well.
Yeah.
You know, you don't look good, so.
Yeah, I told Coach Moore there right at the end of the game. I said, well, I guess on a positive note, we can take away, this game, even though it's a win, it should feel like a loss heading in tomorrow to practice to get ready for Paris, because we just didn't, we didn't do some things real well. We didn't shoot well. And, even at halftime, we were up 29-11. And, I was happy to be up basically 20, but you felt like, heck, if we would have shot the ball better first half, we would have been up 30. And, we just didn't come out with the energy we should have in the second half. And, that's what I told the kids. I said, at some point somebody out on the floor has to get everybody going and getting some energy built up there. And I didn't think we did it tonight. And, we were missing a few bodies. Murray goes down with an ankle injury, and we got some sickness. But, again, we had enough bodies out there, and we just didn't for the most part, we really struggled from the perimeter, and that,
Well, and I had unusually Drew Moore with 2 points, who didn't shoot well, but Corbin Shoulders picked up. And you got some, especially the first half, off the I guess it wasn't so much the full court press, but the half court, yeah, and things where you got a few steals and got some breakaways there. Parker had a couple, and I think Corbin had a couple also.
Yeah, we did, and, that's something tomorrow in practice. We got to continue to work on our shooting more, and Drew had a little bit of a slump as far as shooting tonight, and he'll come back Friday and he'll be fine. And again, when he doesn't score, sometimes it's hard for us to win, so it is positive that we were able to to win with him, you know, doing that. But again, he made some nice passes, and I thought he didn't get frustrated, and that was positive.
Well, in the last three games, I know, of course, we pick a player of the game and a sub of the game. In the last three games, the sub of the game has been Landon Ray. He hit three more threes tonight. Of course, Connor and Landon were the only two that came off the bench, but his threes have been big in these last three games.
Yeah, they have, and some of them have been timely at the end of quarters and that sort of thing, and that's one thing he does for us. He helps us space the floor better, and, you know, he gives us a kid that obviously can shoot the ball, and we like that, and we like to be able to utilize him, and he hit several tonight, and, you know, we needed him going down the stretch and that sort of thing. But, again, it gets us one game closer to 500, and Friday's a big conference game, and we got to have some good practices heading into that and try to defend our home turf against Paris.
And you're going to find out sometime this week probably the pairings for the LIZ tournament, probably tomorrow or Thursday, I would imagine.
Yeah, yep.
So, well, congratulations to this winner. We'll see you Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Right in Saluki, Coach Brian Habel. The Salukis defeat the Oblong Panthers here tonight, 48-36, to improve to 7-8 on the year.
And that'll just about do us here for the night, as the Salukis yet again defeat the Oblong Panthers 48-36, along with Rob McKinley and Dennis Poland back at the studio keeping us on air. I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.